Is your antenna up? Investigate your prospect's historical spending habits. Why? Well, when you investigate a prospect's historical spending habits, you can find out his buying process through past, unrelated purchases. For instance, if you're selling a program or service which costs $100,000, try to pick an unrelated purchase your prospect may have made of approximately the same amount and ask him how he went about making that purchase. Let's assume that you're selling computer systems. You might want to ask the prospect, "Nice office furniture. How did you go about purchasing it?" It seems unrelated, but they may tell you that they had to do it through a committee. As the prospect talks, he's revealing information that you couldn't ask about directly. If you paid attention during the pain step, it's very possible your prospect gave you some very valuable money clues, such as,
"Mr. Salesperson, I've bought this kind of service before, and the problem I had was the $500 I gave to the salesperson never seemed to solve the problem. Is that going to be the case with you?"
Or,
"Mr. Salesperson, I know I have to get rid of this problem, but money is always an issue for me. With the IRS breathing down my neck, I don't know how I'll be able to do anything about my situation."
After hearing this, are you going to plow through 30 minutes of digging for pain, or are you going to gently reverse with, "That's interesting. Tell me why you brought that up just now." How many times before Sandler training have you given a presentation in front of a prospect who was broke? Did you ever notice that the most excited prospects are the ones with no money? Nothing can be more discouraging. Remember, to a salesperson, time is money. Be careful where and when you spend it.